Welcome to today's fellowship-wide call on the importance of GSRs and ISRs to World Service and DA as a whole. This is being presented by the Debtors Anonymous Underserved and Underrepresented Outreach Committee, the UUOC. My name is Sharon. I'm a debtor from New York. Please join me in the Serenity Prayer. Press star 6 to unmute. God,
grant us serenity.
Amen.
Okay, now the host will mute everyone. The mission of the Underserved and Underrepresented Outreach Committee, UUOC, is to support the fellowship in carrying the message of Debtors Anonymous to the debtor in underserved populations and locations. The World Service Conference is the annual business meeting of Debtors Anonymous. It is where we can learn about matters affecting the fellowship as a whole. This fellowship-wide call is intended to educate and inspire more members to serve as General Service Representatives, GSRs, and Intergroup Service Representatives, ISRs. Our third speaker will present successful fundraising techniques. And returning GSRs and ISRs can attend the conference. Our goal is for more groups from underserved and underrepresented populations and locations to have a voice at the World Service Conference and help expand the message of DA to debtors still suffering. Today's call will last 90 minutes. There will be three speakers who will share for 15 minutes each on their experience, strength, and hope as it relates to the World Service. After the speakers, there will be time for discussion and questions. Agenda for the program and topics. Topic 1, Debtors Anonymous Service Structure. Roger will present that. Topic 2, Roles of the GSR and ISR. Ruby will present that. And topic 3, fundraising sources to help in attending the World Service Conference. Penelope will present that. Speakers and moderators will be recorded, and the recording will become available on the debtorsanonymous.org website under Fellowship Podcasts. After the speakers and moderator sessions, we will stop recording in order to open the call up for open sharing. Anyone sharing will not be recorded. If you are a speaker, please press star 6 when it is time to speak and start by asking if you can be heard. Our timekeeper, Suzanne, will give you a time warning at 5 minutes remaining, 2 minutes remaining, and at time. Speakers, please acknowledge the timekeeper. Our first speaker is Roger. He will share his experience and knowledge about the overall structure of DA. Roger, welcome to the call. You may begin.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great, thank you. My name is Roger, and I am a debtor. I'm also serving as the chair of the General Service Board this service year, and I live in the Greater Toronto Area. My solvency date is September 2nd, 2004. So what an exciting topic. Debtors Anonymous service structure is based around the World Service Conference, also known as the WSC. And this occurs annually, usually in early August. And it's an opportunity for groups and intergroups to send an elected delegate to the conference to help direct, study, and vote on motions to move forward our fellowship to help a debtor who still suffers around the world. I'm going to be referring to a document that's available as a free download on the debtorsanonymous.org website. And if you look under downloadable literature, it's entitled Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service, also known affectionately as the DAMS. And this is also available as a print-on-demand if you prefer a paper copy. And the section I'm going to be referring to is section Chapter 5, which is on page 67 of the 2024 edition. So Debtors Anonymous service conference structure, is made up of the host committee, which helps plan the conference at a given location, the groups, who send a delegate, intergroups, who also send a delegate, the General Service Office, which is represented by our office manager, and the General Service Board, which are the trustees. And currently we have 10 trustees, yes. 9 of which are Class A trustees, which means they are debtors, and one who is a Class B trustee who has experience in another 12-step fellowship, including their conference structure. And at the moment, we have 5 vacancies. So in terms of the World Service Conference, I want to make the distinction between a conference and a convention. So a conference is basically like a 5-day business meeting. And here we will discuss matters of concern. There will be breakouts into various committees, of which as a GSR or an ISR, you will pick one of these committees to serve on for the service year. And in addition, there may be motions that are brought forward during our convocation, which occurs on Saturday morning and Sunday morning of the conference. The committees that you can serve on, you need to pick one. And when you apply to become a GSR or an ISR, when you register, we'll ask you which committee you're thinking of joining. And that's only to give us an idea of how big a room we might need, how many chairs for each room. You certainly have the option to change once you're at the conference. And I'll just briefly mention the 10 committees. So there's the Business Debtors Anonymous Committee, the Resource Development Committee, Underserved, Underrepresented Outreach Committee, Public Information, Hospitals, Institutions, and Prisons, the Global Committee, formerly known as the International Committee, Technology Committee, the Fellowship Communication Committee, the Conference Committee, and the Literature Committee. And so each GSR and ISR will serve on one committee for 11 months. So from the start of the conference in August of 2025 until their last meeting in July of 2026. Each conference committee meets monthly, mostly through video platforms and also through email. Each committee may also have some subcommittees. So depending on how much service you are prepared to give, you may find yourself attending 2 or 3 meetings a month for your committee and subcommittee. The purpose of having all of these committees and having representation from around the world is to allow us to determine where higher power is leading us as a fellowship. How can we best serve the debtor, particularly those in underserved and underrepresented communities? And that may be within North America, but it also is global. And since the pandemic, we have grown tremendously in our global community with many fellowships asking for assistance in translating our literature into their languages. But there are other areas of groups that we have not heard from. And sometimes these are because the group is small or the group doesn't feel that they belong. And so we want to encourage all groups to consider sending a representative to the World Service Conference. We are an inclusive fellowship and much more a global fellowship. And we do need to hear voices as we are debating and discussing the direction that the fellowship needs to move forward. Now, each committee will meet for a certain number of hours during the World Service Conference, and they may elect to prepare a motion. And a motion then can be brought to the convocation, and this is where the groups or the individuals vote. This is a very exciting and a spiritual concept, because in the voting method, we require substantial unanimity, which is more than 50%. So it's usually 66% or 75%, depending on what the parliamentarian has decided for that particular motion. If we do not receive substantial unanimity, we then refer to our concepts and invite a voice of the minority. So the portion that did not receive the majority is asked to speak again. And this allows a pause. It allows us to hear higher power, and it allows us to put our own thoughts aside to listen clearly to what the minority voice is saying. And then the parliamentarian or the chair will ask, does anyone wish to change their vote, having heard the voice of the minority? If at least one person says yes, then we will re-vote again. And many times in my years of service, I have seen a vote switch because of this pause and by listening to the voice of the minority. It is a tremendous experience to witness, and I'm reminded of the words of Bill W. in the AA Big Book about being rocketed into the fourth dimension. When I came into DA, I really just wanted to know how to get my creditors off my back. And many years later, I'm here doing service at the world level and having done intergroup service, group service, and world service. And the rocketing to the fourth dimension is something that I didn't expect through service, but it actually has happened. It has allowed me to grow tremendously in my personal recovery and the type of service that I'm able to offer my groups and the fellowship as a whole. The as I mentioned earlier, this is a conference and not a convention. So a convention would be similar to the AA convention, which is happening in Vancouver this year, which happens every 5 years. And that's really a celebration of the entire fellowship, and anyone can attend a convention. Whereas a conference, you have to be elected by your groups, and you become a registered delegate. And so we follow a parliamentary procedure in our conference, and so you have to have a voting card, you check in, we have to know what the quorum is, so it's very well coordinated and regimented. And we also have in our presence a parliamentarian who is a professional in managing meetings and using the parliamentary method. Our parliamentarian has been with us now for more than 27 years and will be with us again this year in San Francisco. So if you're thinking of becoming a GSR, a General Service Rep, or a group
5 minutes remaining.
Thank you. Or an intergroup service representative, I encourage you to take a look at the DAMS in Chapter 5 and also to read through the 12 traditions and 12 concepts of Debtors Anonymous. You will have the option, if you apply to represent your group at the conference, to ask for a mentor. And a mentor is another person who has previously attended a World Service Conference who can help answer any questions that you may have. It can be a bit overwhelming. There's a lot of acronyms and there's a lot of different ways of doing things, and it's a long 5 days of service. But if you elect to represent your group, be prepared to have your trajectory of your recovery changed. It's a wonderful way to do service, and the more groups that we have and can listen to, the clearer we can understand where higher power is leading us as a fellowship. And with that, I will pass and give my remaining time to the next speaker. But it was a pleasure to be here today, and thank you for asking.
Thank you so much, Roger, for sharing your experience, strength, and hope. Our next speaker is Ruby. She will share her experience and knowledge about the roles of World Service. Ruby, welcome to the call. You may begin.
Hello, everyone. Ruby here. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can, Ruby.
Okay. Everyone, welcome to this call. It's an honor and a privilege for me to talk about what does it mean to be a GSR and an ISR. I'll start out with an ISR because most people are not familiar with the role of an ISR. The acronym stands for Intergroup Service Rep. And the role of an intergroup service rep is just that, to represent the monthly intergroup meetings. And they act as a liaison between a regional area group, which is what DA have. We're not large enough to have districts under the purview of regions. So they act as an intermediary between the intergroup, regional area group, acronym RAG, and the WSO. That's the World Service Office, and they attend a yearly World Service Conference. And while there, they usually join. It's recommended. It's highly recommended that the intergroup service rep join the intergroup caucus. The intergroup caucus offers a magnificent opportunity to interact and socialize, network, and connect with intergroup other fellow ISRs all over the world. And after they serve at the conference, they are also recommended, it's a requirement actually, is to join a committee. Roger has given you the rundown on the various committees that are available. And it's up to the ISR to choose whatever the committee that he or she wished to join. But the ISR represents the interests of the intergroup reps. What are intergroup reps? Well, intergroup reps are elected, and sometimes they volunteer for the position, at their group meetings. Those are your regular meetings that you may attend once a week. That intergroup rep, since we are now hybrid, it used to be all mostly face-to-face with quite a few phone meetings. And the job of the intergroup rep was to go to intergroup, get information from the ISR, intergroup service rep, connect all of the localities that they represent, the groups that are in their intergroup, and ferry information back and forth. So that's a lot of meetings. The intergroup rep not only goes to conference, they join a committee, recommended just take one. They also serve on the intergroup caucus so they can be aware of the international intergroup service. And then they gather all of that information that is relevant to DA. They bring that back to the regional area group. They also take that information to intergroup, and the intergroup service rep takes that information and brings it back to the group. Since there is a difference between a general service rep and an intergroup service rep, the GSR takes the information that they get from the intergroup service rep, and they take that back to their meetings. Most meetings, it is recommended that you have a GSR and you have a intergroup service rep. I'm sorry. Intergroup rep. I'm sorry about that. I've been around in DA for a very long time, and those acronyms used to be reversed. So sometimes I forget that we changed it. It's been about 15 years, but I forget that we've changed it. So it's, maybe it's 20 years, whatever. But they changed it, so sometimes I get the acronyms mixed up. But Roger also mentioned that you can get all the information that you need on how to perform your roles. Use the service manual. And I want to put in a pitch for the website. I have found that the website is chock full of information regardless as to whatever service role you're playing in your group. That will help you increase the efficacy of your group. So I always recommend for people coming in to use the service manual. Read it. It has a lot of good stuff in there. It tells you, talks about the traditions and the concepts. And the concepts are extremely important as a part of your role as an ISR to give the best information from all of those sources that I've just mentioned. The other thing, ISR can serve on a subcommittee. So those are a lot of meetings. Your ISR goes to the regional group. They go to intergroup. They go to the conference. They serve on the committee. And all of those services generally require attendance at least once a month per service. Now, it may seem like a lot, but what I have found is that doing above group level service, I've served for many years in virtually every capacity that I could think of, meaning that I've joined and done service on almost all of the existing committees. And I especially enjoyed my tenure as a member of UUOC. I'll get back to that in a minute. Let me check my time here. Now I want to move on to the GSR. The GSR means, it's an acronym for General Service Rep. What it means is you are a representative for your group. And in my opinion, this is just my perspective, and based on my experience, the General Service Rep is one of the most important service position a fellow trying to recover in DA can engage in. It jumped-start my recovery. And to this day, I've rotated out of service this time around. I usually serve 6 years at a time. I take 1 to 2 years off, and I rotate back in a different position because rotation keeps my recovery fertile. I have been in DA I celebrated my 40th year anniversary back in January. And hold on a minute. Let me add another 5 minutes here. So I've been rotating in and out of different service positions for quite a few years, And what I want to say is the General Service Rep is what keeps me coming back to DA. It jump-started my recovery. It maintains my recovery. It incentivizes me to continue to be of service and to improve the most important aspect, in my opinion, in DA recovery is the concepts. I mean, that's for me, that is the bomb. I cannot stress how important this has been for my recovery. I'm still on my journey. I'm never finished, but boy, has it been so good for me. Now, a GSR's primary responsibilities is to act as a liaison between their meeting, the GSB, and to confer with the IR, which is the intergroup rep that every meeting elects. And this is a important point that has gotten lost in the shuffle. I don't see it discussed often enough. But the GSR and the IR for the same group, these are two different positions for the same group, they can and often do act as backup for one another. So if the IR can't make their monthly meeting, the GSR occasionally, depends on the two of them, can go and get the information that their meeting needs and act as an alternate IR, and the positions are reversible. So that relieves some of the pressure because, at least it did for me, because I always knew that I had a backup. So if an emergency came up, I had a ready replacement. But let's say, for example, both of us were incapacitated on the same day. We couldn't make the meeting. We can get a substitute from our group to represent us at the meeting so that our meeting is never out of contact with intergroup, regional, or if information...
5 minutes remaining.
Thank you. Thank you so much. If information is critical, you know, you have that information to take back to your group. So you are never, ever out of the information circuit. Another important point that's very critical for the success of a meeting that I have found to work for all the groups that I've ever served as GSR, and that is that the GSR remind the group of the service that they are getting from the GSB, from the World Service Conference. And I generally give a report for every meeting. When something new came up, I would give that report. A GSR also serves on the many committees that Roger enumerated earlier. And these are the most critical aspects, in my opinion, in keeping DA running. I have served on, I can't even remember all of the committees I've served on. I have chaired, I have done subcommittees I've chaired. And I want to take the last almost 3.5 minutes to talk about a personal experience I had as a GSR. I wanted to be less academic. I'll just pick a year. I think it was back in 2018 or 2019. My group had a concern about representation, whether or not their issues were addressed. One of the issues were gender. Other issues were ethnicity. So I utilized the function. They had these concerns. I went to the internet. I think it was 2018. I can't remember the exact year. But I wrote an issue in concern. This is very, very important for meetings if you're representing a meeting here today. If your meeting has a concern that you want to bring to the board, you can let your GSR know, and your GSR will write an issue in concern because a GSR is the meeting's representative. So
2 minutes remaining.
How many minutes?
2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So I wrote an issue in concern, and when I went to the conference that year, that issue in concern was brought before the committee, the literature committee. That's the committee that produces all the literature throughout, maintains and bring up new ideas. This issue in concern was brought up in LITCOM. That's the acronym for literature committee. It was put on the floor, and it was voted on, and it has it became a subcommittee within LITCOM, and it's in the process of, it takes a long time for changes to happen, and the name of that subcommittee is Black Voices, and from Black Voices we got additional committees, and now LITCOM works in liaison with UUOC to keep the conversation open. It's a very uncomfortable conversation, and we're producing literature from that single issue and concern. That is just how important a role, a GSR, can serve as a part of their recovery. Now, I want to talk a little, I only got a few seconds left. I want to talk just a little bit about how that helped me. Well, that forced me to apply, to reapply step six assiduously. I had to stop, this is just my own personal recovery, I had to stop hiding out, because it's, sometimes it's easy to hide out in recovery. And it forced me to grow up. And my recovery has jump-started.
Time. But Roger, time.
May I finish? Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Roger forfeited 3 minutes so I could give you
okay,
that
additional
time. Okay.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you. That is so gracious of you. I so much appreciate that. Then I'll tell you just a little bit about the process. The process helped reshape the way DA looked. It came from a single issue and concern. And now, as a result of that, UUOC, which used to be a caucus, and, oh, I forgot that from the ISR. It's very important that the ISR join the intergroup caucus. The difference between a caucus and a committee is that a committee has the power of a vote. Prior to this issue and concern, the UUOC was a caucus. It had no voting power on the floor. It could only make recommendations, and that's the true power of being a GSR and being a member of a committee. Your group has voice and vote. All people are heard, but they have voice and vote. So all of that, changing what the UUOC was before and what it became, all was the result of the efforts of a GSR during his or her service to the best of their ability in representing their group. What else I want to add up? But the most important thing for me was that I got really deep into the concepts, something that we don't normally talk about or discuss on a local level, at the group level. We don't really talk about it. So as a result of that game changer, so to speak, many groups began to inculcate the use of concepts. They'd set aside maybe 1 week out of the month, and they would have like a rotating format because the groups are all autonomous unless they negatively impact Debtors Anonymous as a whole. And so they have complete authority. You can arrange your meeting any way you want as long as it's within the confines of the traditions and the concepts, the warranties, and the charter. You're good. So they changed it so that there was a more focus on it. And some groups begin to spring up that concentrated on the traditions and the concepts. And
30 seconds left.
Okay, thank you. And so that reinforced and reinscribed my recovery. So even though I've been around long as dirt almost, I still think of DA as a fresh enterprise. It's like an adventure to me. It completely changed my life. And I have been debt-free for, I think it's 36 years now, 36, maybe 32 years, and I have been solvent consistently. No, I've been solvent for 36 years, and I have been debt-free for 32 years. I wanted to get that in because it's important for people to realize it can be done. If I could do it, I was tore up from the floor up. And if I could do it, anyone could do it. Thank you so much for the invite. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Ruby, for sharing your experience, strength, and hope. It's inspiring. Okay, on to our third speaker. Our next speaker will be Penelope, and she will share her experience and knowledge about raising funds from the fellowship to attend World Service Conference. Penelope, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Sharon. It's always lovely to work with you on anything. So I'm a grateful debtor, and I am a GSR for a meeting at 9 a.m. That's the morning prosperity and serenity meeting. So one of the greatest benefits of this program is that I get to develop a lot of skills helping others in a spiritual context, which I really love. So it's a spiritually sustainable service. And one of the things that was brand new for me last year was to go to the World Service Conference for the first time. And I had been asked for years to be a GSR, and I was like, you know, that's kind of major level adulting. I don't know if I'm ready for that. But I finally said, okay, I'll do it. And I met amazing people. And it's like an international group of people who are all on the same wavelength, all trying to be of service, help themselves as they help others, and to welcome people who are newcomers, because we all know that it's a very difficult process to come into a program where we talk about how we allocate our resources, and in this case, money. So I decided to do fundraising last year for my trip with workshops, which is something that I had done in my work life, creating a lot of professional development workshops. So I thought it's something that I enjoy doing. It's fun. And I decided to look at what people really find difficult and just paying attention in meetings. So going to meetings and taking notes and paying attention to the fact that there were certain aspects and actions of the program that were unnerving, intimidating to people, and breaking it all down in these workshops where the donation is always $25 and no one is turned away for lack of resources as any other workshop is or meeting. So that was a service that was fun for me to do last year, and people kept coming back to the different workshops and saying they found it very helpful. And because a workshop is different than a meeting, it was interactive. So we would have two or three speakers, a question and answer time for each speaker. And it was very, very warm and cozy, you know, not as intimidating as going to a meeting where everybody feels like, okay, I'm going to say something for 3 minutes and then I'm going to hide again. So people being able to address the speaker and ask questions. Can you break it down further? How did you do this? How did you do that? And it's only one page of suggested actions in this program, but it feels like 10,000 pages at the beginning. So one of the workshops that was extremely successful was getting an action partner. And I did that workshop two times. So we had people speak on the type of action partner they asked for, got, and how they made it work and how it helped them evolve and to grow in their recovery. One of the things a lot of people ask about is the fear of visibility, fear of success. So those were helpful as well. And anything that is intimidating is much easier with an action partner. So we developed different lists, whatever it is you want to do, medical appointments, self-care, decluttering, anything that adds to what I was told was one of the major issues of the spiritual malady, disorganization and distraction. That's what someone told me 14 years ago, and I found it really useful. So I came up with lists of things that add to people's distraction and disorganization. So clutter, being afraid of being visible in marketing, for example, for their businesses. And each theme that was coming up on different meetings, I created a workshop around. Today we did a workshop from 10 a.m. to 12 on finding out what you need help with. What is the area of your life that's related to debting that is most difficult to address, and what kind of help would you like? And we had two speakers and people who reported that they felt really happy to be here as they're brand new. They are brand new in the program or returning to feel like it's much warmer than the first time they came in. And I really like that feedback because it tells me that sometimes at the very beginning, there needs to be a place where people can be interactive. And I'm going to continue having these workshops, and the next one will be on getting started in NDA, because I know when I came in, I was sitting in a room in New York City. It was a humongous group of people, and I felt like, oh, my God, everybody has it together except me. I don't know where to begin. And it was intimidating to feel like I was the least experienced person in the room and didn't know the acronyms they were using and all of that stuff. So I think a workshop type of situation that's ongoing for beginners would be a great asset to this program. So that's something I'm going to pursue doing with the other members of the resources development committee. I'm in that group, and I'm the chair of the subcommittee, which is on creating workshops. So it's something that is enjoyable for me to do. I learn a lot from others that show up with their questions, and I have been keeping in touch with the people that I've been doing workshops with for almost a year on my email. So every time there's a new piece of information, I feel like this is a great group of people to share new DA fellowship-wide calls, workshops, like the digital spreadsheet that we have now that a lot of people found very useful. All the new actions that we take in this amazing service that we provide as a group, I share with the people from previous workshops because they're very eager to share that with others. So creating really goodwill and connection points for people in these workshops has provided it, you know, obviously some donations to allow me to go to the World Service Conference, but also that goodwill where they have a template of behavior where, okay, we don't use judgmental language, we don't interrupt or correct, we support and make everyone feel like this is a spiritual issue, not an intellectual deficiency or a moral failing. So providing a template of supportive, healthy behavior in a workshop to let people know what is acceptable, what's unacceptable. If you have a pressure relief group, for example, if you have a sponsor, to just make sure everybody knows that comes to these workshops that we are helping each other, but we're all in the same situation. Nobody is a guru. Nobody is special. Nobody is above anyone. And we're just providing some support for each other and being very kind and compassionate at all times. And just seeking that as a goal for our behavior with each other and ourselves. So I highly recommend creating workshops because it's an opportunity to see what the needs are outside of the particular meetings we may go to. And that really helps a lot when I'm creating something with the other people in the workshop subcommittee. So we look at what do we hear over and over again as a point of stress for someone in a DA meeting, so we can find a way to address it and help as much as possible. And when you do service at a level where you're connecting with more people, you get to see how incredible this program is and the amount of effort and energy that people put into, and really with a lot of love and care, that it's inspiring, and it makes me feel more motivated to do the things that are suggested and to connect with people as much as possible, because that's where the magic really happens, in remaining in contact with others and allowing others to help me and helping others as well. So that's all I have to share. Thank you for letting me.
Thank you so much, Penelope, for sharing your experience, strength, and hope. Thank you to our three speakers. Our call host will now end the recording. Anyone sharing, asking, or answering questions will not